No. For many, many years, you couldn't. For many, many years, you couldn't find a square matzah, only a round matzah. Now, it's already been 100, 150 years or so, maybe more, actually, that they started to have square matzahs. Sfardim never went for those. Chassidim never went for those. There's some very fine Jews that have them. I'm not saying they shouldn't. They'll speak to their Orthodox rabbi and they'll figure out what to do. But why do we eat matzahs that are round? Why is it that that's the tzura of a matzah? Even the people that eat square matzahs, I don't think they imagined that when our ancestors left Egypt, they were carrying Haaretz Margaret and Manashevitz. You know, I don't think so. They're called Ugois matzahs. Uga is round. It means something which is round. But let's just learn. I want to learn with you two little tires. The first, on top. I just had a chesed to do this with you. I was learning this last night a little bit. The first tire is from a big mashpia that some of you might not have heard of. His name is Rav Osher Anshel Katz. He's known as the Vina Rav. He's written a sefer called Shemen Rosh, which is classic sefer of Jewish and Hasidus. He's a very big person. He's huge Talmud Chacham. He's not as well known outside of Hungarian circles, outside of the Williamsburg and so on. But he's a big person. Rav Osher Anshel Katz, the Vina Rav. That's the first Torah. The Torah on the bottom is from Rav Gershon Hanuch from Radzin in the Said Yishar. Let's try to do it quickly. It's very, very poshut. I just had a cheshik to share this with you. Okay, it's going on the Karpas Yachatz. And the Vina Rav says, Yesh Leimer, Ki Minig Yisrael Torah Lasas Mitzvus Agulais. The Minig of Yisrael is Torah. The minig is to make round matzahs, to bake matzahs that are round. K'may shekosuv ugois matzahs. As I said, ugois matzahs. Ugois means round. Why? V'zel rames amash shekosuv b'chsam sofer. L'farish shekosuv. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Soviv Rishoyim Yishaleichon. The Rishoyim spend their whole lives making circles. Circling. Soviv Rishoyim Yishaleichon. The Rishoyim are in a constant and a perpetual state of circling. Soviv Rishoyim Yishaleichon. What does that mean? Ki bnei Adam Holchem schar schar. People go in this world making circles. Oichlem v'shoisem. They eat and they drink. Laharbois koyach begufa. Why? Why are you eating and drinking? In order that I should have strength. Why do you need to have strength? I need to have strength so that I can go to work, so I can make a living. So then why do you need to make a living? I need to make a living so I should be able to afford to eat. So this this is called the circle of life. It's a pretty depressing circle, but that's what most of mankind is engaged in. Obviously, along the path of the circle, they like to have all kinds of interesting distractions and entertainment and a couple of stand-up comedians and some singing and some, you know, a couple of movies and ball games and stuff, vacation here and there. But the bottom line is that the people that I talk to and that they... And they're wondering about what they're doing. on the circle that I work 50 weeks of the year. I should be able to have what to eat, to provide my family. So I should be able to have 2 weeks off, and then it just picks up again. It's just around and around, mamish. I work to live, I live to work. I work so I should be able to make a living, so I should be able to have what to eat, and I have what to eat, and I'm able to go to work. Of course, there are all kinds of variations on that theme, but it's the theme. It's the main theme of life in this world. It's the main theme. V'zehiluch ha-svivi, and the tzaddik writes, this path, zehiluch ha-svivi, this going in circles, she'en lo tachlis makuvan, it's not linear, it's circular. Linear is I have a certain destination, I begin point A, and my tachlis is to get to point B, which is whatever, 100 miles away, whatever it is. This hiluch hasvivi is she'en lo tachlis makuvan. It doesn't have a tachlis makuvan. V'chayzer chalila la'olam. It just repeats itself over and over. Again, with variations, but it repeats itself. Marvichim, people are earning a profit, they make a living. Kedei lemalois bitnam saveya, in order to fill their bellies, that they should be satisfied. That doesn't only mean with food, it means with whatever entertainment or whatever other things in life they like, make them happy. Kedei lemalois bitnam saveya, and when they have that nourishment, again, of food and of other things that keep them going, that's then they're able to have the strength and the motivation shilam koach l'haviyachot to get up and to go back to work, to go back and to start again. It goes like that. Umayiya achrisa. What's going to be end? What is the end of all of this? Lo kein ba'avdei Hashem. That's not how it is with those who serve God. Be'emes, the true avdei Hashem. Lo kein ba'avdei Hashem. Shemeshabdem gufam lahisif koyach ba'avdei Hashem. There's all that. This nachsam sof. Lo kein ba'avdei Hashem. Shemeshabdem gufam. That every single moment of life is in of itself the tachlis. I'm sure that you're familiar. You know, there's a famous Torah from Rav Kook and Oris HaTshuva. The truth is that the Beis Yaakov, the Ishbitzer, really alluded to this, and the Maral and Gurariyeh and Bereishis also, but they're all talking about the chait that took place. You know, there are certain sins that took place before Adam and Chava came into the world, and one of the chatoim is that Hashem told the earth to produce a tree that should be an eitz pri aisa pri laminai, that the earth should produce a tree and the tree should have the same taste as the fruit. Right, you know that. And whatever it means, the earth disobeyed. And so we have trees that don't have a taste, just the bark. And the fruit is good. Everybody wants the fruit. So Rav Kook explains in Arsa Tshuva that the sin of the earth means what's wrong, what's missing in our earthly existence is exactly what the Chassam Sof is describing. See, the tree is the means. The fruits are the ends. Nobody really cares much about the tree. The main thing is you should be able to have fruit. That separation between means and ends, Rav Kook says, is the greatest source of human misery. Because you don't feel that in the moment you're in, that there's any inherent purpose. It's only a means of getting me what I want. It's not like there's anything deep and significant about changing a kid's diaper. But, you know, you got to change diapers or else the kid won't get a degree or whatever. Or the kid won't graduate. You can't walk around like that, you know. But there's no tachlis in the moment of changing the diaper. There's no tachlis. Everything, therefore, of Cook says in this world has that feeling of it's not now, it's only to get me somewhere else. It's only an emtsa'i, a means to an end. It's not the tachlis. It's not the self. When Mashiach comes, Rav Kook says, then the earth will repent of that sin, and the tree will have as delicious a taste as the fruit. That means that every moment that we spend raising our children will be as delicious as walking them under the chuppah. Every moment of working towards something will be filled with as much meaning and depth as being there already. All of our misery in life is the separation between means and ends. That's what happens. A child sees his parents as being like the means, like they're just a way to get me. So I don't really need them. It's just through them, they raise me, and I need them, like they pay the bills and stuff. The cutting of the fruit from the tree that happened in Bereishis is the separation between cause and effect, means and ends. It's terrible. So when you're in that moment, the moment itself doesn't have any significance. It doesn't have any significance. It's just, I need this moment to get to some other moment. So then you spend the whole year trying to get to the vacation, to pay for the vacation. When you get to the vacation, when you're in the vacation, that's also not the tachlis. That's, you should be able to rest. If your wife wants to go touring, and you want to rest on the vacation. But she said we didn't pay $5,000 a person if you lie in bed all day. You got to go, you know. I got to see the sights. What's the tachlis? You see, one of the strongest proofs of this, that the world is lost in such an inyan of this circle, is when you look at a picture nowadays of people that are at a special time in their lives. It's a chash of a thing. You see, half of the island is standing taking selfies, right? Either with a shtekel, with a stick. They're holding it, or they're holding in their hands, a selfie. Why are they doing that? Why are they taking pictures of themselves? Because they want to capture the moment, yeah? So they're not living that moment. Only sometime later on, they're going to sit down and go, oh, and they look at the pictures. While they were there, they weren't fully engaged. They were busy with their stupid thing, trying to figure out an angle, how to get their face into this or this, into that, instead of just being there. Because it was only a way to get to something else. It was never a presence in the moment. It was never being there. It was always, how does this get me to something else? So I'm in this moment just so I could have pictures of this moment, so I could show my friends the pictures of how I was, you know, standing in a mountain someplace in Italy, so I could send a picture back to my friends back home. It's always for something else, not the thing itself. That's the curse of the earth not producing trees that have a good taste. That's why Adam and Chava tore the fruit away from the tree. So people have problems with their parents because their parents they only see their parents as being like a means for them to have stuff. If that's not working out, they get angry at their parents. They get angry at Hashem. Hashem's only a way for me to exist. So if it's not working out, then I'm angry at God. And let's just try to go through a little bit. 1 second. Hinei b'Mitzrayim. So that was the Chassam Sofer. Hinei b'Mitzrayim. Shagam nafsham ha'isa v'golos. Ho'i Yisrael b'b'chines sovir v'shoim ishalecha. So that's how we were living in Mitzrayim. That's where we're living in Mitzrayim, especially that Chazal say that the Egyptians used to give us these crazy jobs. That we were walking around pushing these things to grind, like we thought we were grinding flour, you know, with these big things pushing. And then they laughed at us afterwards, and they shouted after a person doing that for 10 years. At least you thought you were producing flour and you were feeding people, you know. Then the Egyptians would show you after you were on the job for 10 years that it was nothing, it was just a piece of wood, and you weren't, there was no flour down, you weren't grinding anything downstairs. It's a terrible thing. The Medrash says that that's what it was like in Egypt. But the meaning of it is, Savir v'shayim yisaleichem, just making circles your whole life. Ach be'ez gulosam, but when Hashem Yisbach took us out of Mitzrayim, Lios me'at alam segula, to be his people, his nation. U'b'yitziach ha'am yimitzrayim, tavlin nisalakim al-harazet, to bring us to Har Sinai, to give us the Torah. Oz shavru es ha'igul, then they shattered the circle of Egypt. They broke the circle. They broke the cycle. They shattered. They smashed. Oz shavru es ha'igul. V'yesh tachlis b'chayeyem la'avaydes kainam. And every moment of life is an opportunity of tachlis, that moment. So he's explaining this on the part of the Haggadah that's called Yachatz, when we break the matzah in half, we break the circle of the matzah. The matzah is a circle. We break the circle, that's what Yachatz is. And the breaking of the circle means that realization that Yitzias Mitzrayim means that you're no longer draying around in circles, that your life is tachlis. So we dafke use a matzah that's a circle, because the matzah is lechemayni, and we remember the poverty of being in Egypt. And the poverty of being in Egypt was a life that's a circle. And then we come to the seder and we smash it. We break the seder, we break the circle. Yachatz. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim is, to break the circle. It's like you want.
Yeah, I was going to ask, based on the svara of that, because of since Bereishis, when the fruit was cut off from the tree, that everything becomes for something else and not for itself, then shouldn't it also be in Avodas Hashem that Shem's Avdim Gufam just for that purpose? Meaning it's not in order Lahosiv Koach Avodas Hashem, but just to be in that.
Yeah, that's why Lahosiv Koach Avodas Hashem means that this. The Shibud is itself Avodas Hashem. That I agree with you. It's a little bit, that sentence is not so consistent. You're right. So now the question is, how do you get out of that circle? Like, how do you break the matzah? How do you break the circle? Okay, it's yachatz, but how do you break the circle? Like, when do you get off the merry-go-round? So look at the piece from Hizbitza, the Radzina, from Geshen Hanukkah. Says in the Haggadah, why do we eat Marah? Because they embittered our lives in Egypt. We were slaves, Befarach, Perach, Hainu. This is a historical piece from the Radzina, something to remember. Just a few sentences. I don't have so much koyach now. I mean, not like I have so much koyach ever, but I don't have so much koyach now, so I can try to explain a little bit, but it really needs much more than I'm going to explain right now. But I want you to see the words, and over yonta, if you think about them. Hainu ki ikar hara, the ikar hara, those are strong words. Ikar hara, the main ra, ikar hara. Ki ikar hara, who? Ki she'ena margish odam, Shechosalo. The worst thing the Radzina says is when a person doesn't see himself as missing anything in his life. It's the worst thing. Kishaino margish odam shechosalo. Everything's fine. He's got whatever he needs. Everything's gevaldik. Now that sounds so nice. Don't Chazal say, Eizu Rosh Hashemech b'chelkai? What does the Rebbe mean when he says, Ikar hara? So look what he says. Avul kasher maschil lahargish shechosalo. when a person begins to feel his incompleteness, his emptiness, when he begins to feel that he's not there, that feeling of being choser, of not having, is the beginning of one's salvation. The Golus Mitzrayim, ha'ikar ha'yishla ha'yu yoydim Yisrael shechoselam. The main thing with what Golus Mitzrayim was, the real problem with Golus Mitzrayim, was that Bnei Yisrael were content. I mean, life wasn't easy, but we were good. We were. That's just how we lived. We were going to go on living like that forever, on and on and on. Okadisa Mechilta, it says in the Mechilta, Shein Eved Yochel Evrach Mi Mitzrayim. It says in the Mechilta that no slave was ever successful in his attempt to escape from Mitzrayim. V'omar Adoni Mori V'Rabi Hagoy Nakod Zal. My father, the Beis Yaakov, said, that's odd. Nobody was able to escape to Egypt. I mean, there were people that escaped. There are some few people that escaped concentration camps. Nobody was able to escape Egypt. But they had, like, the whole border was closed with, like, with towers and watchmen and lights. So what was going on over there? What does it mean that nobody was ever able to escape Mitzrayim? So the Ishbitza says, Ki haya omer, mutav lias eved b'Mitzrayim. You know why they weren't able to escape? Because they settled for it. They accepted it, that this is my life. You know what? Okay, it's not great, but I'm used to it. This is my life. At least, you know, I work, I get my food. Like they in the desert they were complaining about, they had the food that they had. I get my check. No, that's it, you know. I go bowling, watch the Super Bowl. Like, got myself a beer, a nice girl. Look, what's missing? Life is good. Yeah, life is good. So when it says, when Chazal say that nobody ever escaped Egypt, it's because nobody felt the need to. Because people would say it's better to be an Eved Mitzrayim than to be a Sar in Medina Acheres. Better to be a slave in Egypt than to be some kind of a big knacker in some other place. It's better over here. How could people say such a thing? They were slaves. So the Rebbe says, because Egypt is a place, was a place of unbelievable taivas and all kinds of disgusting things. And it happens to a person over time that you become so shakur, you become so embedded, you become so deep in that filth, in that taiva. Ashesavu shehem somuch la'makor mikol ha'taivas. Till you begin to think that life can't be better than this. Again, I got my beer, I got the television, I got my girl, I got my bowling ball and it's polished. What? I'm not missing anything in my life. I have everything I need. You ask the people that are the biggest balitaivis and they're doing all different kinds of things, why should they run away from that Egypt? In their minds, lechosel anavsham klum. Nothing is missing. Lechosel anavsham klum. No need to escape. Why am I running? You only run away from something if you can't live with that. But if you settle with that, you don't run anywhere. V'zenikru b'divrei Torah b'perach. When it says that we were slaves there b'perach, it means haynu b'perach, with a gentle mouth. With a gentle mouth means that we just accepted it. That's our way of life. People are resilient. They can get used to anything. That's just how we live. So we weren't davening, we weren't screaming, we weren't crying, we weren't saying this is unbearable. We weren't saying it doesn't become a Jew to be working for some Egyptian in a slave pit. We weren't thinking that at all. We just came to live that way. That's just how it is. And if you got your food for the day, and you got your paycheck, and you went home to your tent with your wife and kids, and you had what to eat, so nobody's running anywhere. That's just what life is. You're not missing anything. That's the circle. That's that circle. That's what the world is on. That's the circle. That's the round lechem oni, the bread of poverty. But v'achakach she'eschilu lahargish amirirus, and what happens like this? Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a word from Hashem, and all of a sudden Israel began to remember that they're the children of the others, and that there's something else, and this is not it. And Moshe Rabbeinu is hacking them and screaming and yelling, and Aaron, and the wheels are turning. Then you know what happened? All of a sudden, the beginning of Sefer Shemais, after years and years of being there and settling, they began to feel the morrow, they began to feel the merivus, the bitterness. Azai v'yitzakeu l'Hashem, and then they began to scream to Hashem. Then they began to cry out, they began to feel they were deficient, they were lacking, they were missing. This is not the tachlis of our lives. This is not what we were created to do, to work in some Egyptian place. This is not what we created to do. There's something bigger we could do. And they began to feel that it was bitter. Feeling the bitterness of that circle that you're on, that's the beginning of getting out of the circle. Feeling the bitterness, the emptiness, tasting the maror, means that you could begin to look for a way to escape. You could begin to plan an escape. You could begin to scream at the daven and to yell and to figure out a way, I got to get out of this. That was the beginning of the Yeshua. That's how Shmos begins. Until then it was Vayhi, Bayom, Arab, Mahim, just going on and on. Jews working in Egypt, getting their food, the circle, making circles. Soviv Rishoyim Yishaleichem, just going around in circles. And finally, the beginning of the Yeshua, and Jews began to scream that we can't go on living this way anymore. And the Gula happened. V'alkein Omer Zal b'Gemara Bola Matzah Yotza, Bola Mora Lo Yotza. The Gemara says that if you swallow the matzah without tasting it, you're yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah. If you don't taste it, you're yotzeh. But if you swallow the mor without tasting it, without tasting the bitterness, lo yotzeh, you're not yotzeh. Ki matzah roimiz ashlulais pulais odom uvaklal yisrael nimsa b'odom zayis ha'akar. Because matzah means that everything is in God's hands. And that every Jew intuitively, deep inside of himself, knows that everything is up to God. Therefore, you don't have to taste the matzah. That's the reality of who we are. If you swallow the mor without tasting it, lo yotza, on a deeper level, it means you're never going to get out of Egypt. Lo yotza, you never left Egypt. Because the Ikar Yeshua is only when you taste the bitterness of being far from Hashem, then you cry out and you want to get closer. I was talking to somebody today, he says he hasn't put on tefillin in 2 years, a bacher. But he said it the same way, like if I had been saying, I never had sushi, what's it called? Yeah, sushi. Like, you know, I haven't put on tefillin in 2 years. It's like someone says, you know, I haven't been to Yankee Stadium in 2 years. He doesn't feel the bitterness of. He doesn't feel. He's swallowing one day after another day without tefillin, and he doesn't taste the mara. And the same bacha was telling me that he has a girlfriend that's not Jewish. And he doesn't taste the bitterness of that. Bola, he's just on a circle, and it's okay. That's life. That's, you know, it's just how it is. There can't be any Yeshua because there's no reason to escape. There's no feeling of any need to run away. When you taste bitterness, then you say, I got to get out of here. I'm getting out of this place. This is bad. But if you don't taste the bitterness, if you swallow the mara without tasting the mara, bo la mara lo yatsa, you can't get out of Egypt because no slave ever escaped Egypt. Doesn't mean no slave. Nobody ever tried. Nobody ever tried to leave Egypt. Because that's the meaning of Mitzrayim, of the Mitzrayim. Nobody ever tried. It's pathetic. That's just how life is. You're just on that circle. Yeah.
So how do you deal with people like that? It's a relative or friend or student. How do you...
You have to introduce them to the bitterness of their lives. I know it doesn't sound too Hasidic. That's where Musa comes in. You have to introduce them to the bitterness, to the emptiness of their lives. You have to show them how their lives are empty. That's a very, very dangerous thing to do, and you have to be very careful how you do that. Be very careful how you do that. People have a hard time hearing that. To hear a word of something like that, it's very hard for people to tell them, listen, buddy, you know, you're just on this, you're on this merry-go-round, you know. You work for this, you get to this, you work for that. It's a tachlis. And the guy says, well, I'm happy. Everything's okay. Thank God. Kids are well, wife's well, everything's okay. Okay, I don't care for my boss so much, but you know, you do what you got to do. It's bitter. It's bitter. Mamish bitter. If a person doesn't taste the mara, he's not getting it. He's not going to run. He's not going to run for it. He's not going to get out. That's the thing. Bala Margosa. And he brings at the end, and we'll finish with this here. V'zehu kavanas hari yakodesh. The Rizal said shakosov shahamara tzorich lela soy b'shinai. The Rizal said, be careful when you eat the mara, chew it good with your teeth. The Arizal said, chew it good the mara, taste the bitterness of what it means to be far from God, what it means to be missing in your life, what it means not to be the person you could be. Chew it, taste the bitterness. That's not the tachlis. God doesn't want us to be sad or bitter. Who could they lahargish on your ears? But you have to taste the bitterness. Because when you taste the bitterness, the Izbitza says, that's the beginning of the escape. That's the beginning of the Yeshua, of the salvation. It's when you taste the bitterness of the matzah that you're in. It's not to get depressed. It's to be able to get off of the merry-go-round and to live a life that's real. It's pnimi. To be an ish pnimi. To be an eved Hashem be'emes. To be real eved Hashem. To be free. To be a ben chayrin. That's really what Pesach is all about. To be a ben chayrin, to get out, to escape Egypt. You can't do it without mara. The Seder's got mara in it. The reason that there's mara in the Seder is because that's the beginning of the Yeshua, is to taste the bitterness of being a slave. If a person has, if a person's addicted to alcohol or to drugs or something, and you talk to him, he makes all these excuses. I was talking to a guy last week. He had to go to the hospital because he was drinking, and he combined a couple of drinks. He got to go to the hospital. So I was telling him, you know, it's been a long time since you have been avoiding this Indian of your drinking problem. So he starts with the whole mice. I don't really have a problem. I don't really have a problem. A lot of people drink. I just have a little bit on Shabbos. The wife has been telling me for 10 years he's a drunk. I tell the guy, you're a drunk. Then they took him to the hospital. They had to pump his stomach. And he starts again with the mice. And he says, I'm not really a drink. I just have occasionally a drink. A lot of Jews have an occasional drink. They don't end up in South Nassau Hospital in the emergency room. You know, you have to work for that. You know, you're a drunk. It's not a nice word. But you better begin to taste the bitterness of that reality of your life. Because if you don't taste the bitterness of being a drunk or being addicted, you're never going to get out of the addiction. Why should you? You're not addicted. You're happy in your circle. That's sovir v'shoim yisaleich. You have to break the matzah. V'yachetz. Hashem's will should help each and every one of us that we should be able to break the matzah. The big piece is put away for the afikoyman. And that means that the bigger part of who we are is hidden. And we have to find it. That's the tachlis, to find it. to look for the Afikim. We should find the bigger part of us that's missing. To be able to taste the, not just the bitterness, but to taste the sweetness of the Yisroel. Okay, just go ahead.